Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you're having a terrific day today, and hope you guys are staying strong and healthy as you always are, and be sure to check out the product of the week. You guys love it. It's there on sale, Magnesium Brain Food. Had a lot of emails and customers contacting me over last night, responding to some stuff. There's a couple articles that I'm going to cover on it today, because a lot of people, they've started to understand now the importance of magnesium levels in maintaining proper calcium levels and proper bone health. People over the years have always thought that just calcium, I need calcium, 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 calcium. The problem with it is, in most cases, not only is it bad calcium, as far as like calcium carbonate, that's not very absorbable, it's also not balanced properly with magnesium. This is one of the reasons why even in our AwesomeMag formula that has the MCHC calcium, the microcrystalline hydroxy calcium that's derived from bovine, it also has a dose of magnesium in it. It's also important to make sure you're maintaining proper levels of vitamin D. Now, one thing about this is, because I got a lot of articles today, so we're coming in hot with this show, a lot of new stuff that's going on and a lot of health stuff that's coming on. So you guys buckle up and get ready. And one of the first things right here is, it says, this is an article that came out end of last year, and it said calcium should not be supplemented alone. Balancing with magnesium is crucial. They said supplemented in proper ratios, calcium and magnesium create a synergistic support for the body's heart, bone, and neuromuscular functions. Yesterday, I was over at one of the shops that I know over in Lakeland, and the owner over there is having real bad bone spurs on his feet. He's limping real bad. And I told him, I said, are you taking magnesium? He said, oh, yeah, I've been taking a little bit, because I've told him before about supplements. He doesn't really mess with supplements. The problem is, all he constantly does is choke down soda all the time and a lot of other very, very unhealthy compounds. And the issue that it does is it starts to leach calcium out of the bones in some cases, but it also allows calcium to be deposited in certain areas that it should not be, hence like bone spurs and heel spurs, which can be unbelievably painful. And a lot of those are a lack of calcium that's being properly applied in the body in certain locations because of also a very, very low amount or deficiency in magnesium. And it says here that magnesium and calcium are both essential trace elements for the body. However, magnesium does not get the proper notoriety that it should get. Calcium is not only a major constituent of bones and teeth, but is also in other aspects as far as muscle contraction. Magnesium is involved in over 300 different type of reactions in the body, including heart protection, energy production, and protein synthesis. Then it goes into detail here as far as on the calcium and magnesium ratio, and also too on the fact of why it's so important to make sure you're getting adequate magnesium. Now, not only does this have the magnesium glycinate in it, it has the magnesium thionate, which I've talked about in detail, which is the only magnesium that goes through the blood-brain barrier, can really help out with mood, energy, focus, and a host of other things, including muscle performance in the gym, helping to increase endurance. I've told you before, one of the main stacks that I have found that I personally use and a lot of my friends use is the HGH Stimulate with the Muscle Blast with the Magnesium Brain Food. Those three together, mixed together while you're working out. I've not had one single person ever complain or say they have a lack of performance issues in the gym with that aspect, because what it does is, not only is it increase your energy naturally, it gives your body the branched chain amino acids it needs, the magnesium, and then the HGH Stimulate increases growth hormone and has the arginine and citrulline in it, which helps out with nitric oxide production, which expands the blood vessels and increases the blood flow throughout the body, which gives you more of that pump and vascularity and increased energy in the gym throughout all aspects of your body. So be sure to check that out. I actually have that kit on the website, those three together on Health Masters, if you're looking at something for a intro workout stack. And again, it's not something you just have to have in the gym. There's people that I know that use it while they're doing a lot of cardiovascular exercise or elliptical or, you know, Stairmaster, or people that are really into CrossFit, or people that are into a lot of military training where they're doing a lot of combat tactics on a regular basis coupled with a lot of cardio. Everybody that I know has used it gets great results from it. So be sure to check it out and be sure to take advantage of the Magnesium Brain Food on sale right now is product of the week. And there's also an article as well on the website that I'll put on the front page, and we reposted at the end of last year, and it said the benefits of magnesium, how it can prevent strokes, high blood pressure, and diabetes. And it said essentially Americans are woefully deficient in magnesium, a mineral that's been shown to be vital for protection against conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure. It says getting enough magnesium is easy, but actually getting it, who is? Researchers show that 75% of those living in the West don't consume sufficient amounts of magnesium. One of the main reasons of this is because the diets of majority of people is woefully inadequate with magnesium. Even if you're eating pretty clean, the majority of the food is just short on a regular basis. It says with diabetes, according to endocrinologist Zachary Bloomgarden, 90% of individuals with type 2 diabetes have low levels of magnesium in their blood cells when they tested them with over 85,000 patients that they looked at. Hypertension and heart disease, the British Medical Journal published an analysis of 7 major clinical trials that found that following a heart attack, those who received intravenous magnesium reduced the risk of death by 55%. That's how important magnesium is for the heart. On top of that, there's another article discussing strokes. This is the Journal of Stroke, reported on a study of strokes among residents of Taiwan. They compared 17,133 cases of death by stroke between the years of 89 and 93 against the other cases of death and determined the higher the magnesium levels in the water used by Taiwan residents, the lower incidence of stroke. Now, again, that's a very, very basic as far as research study that looks that up. So, again, just shows you even with that amount of magnesium in the drinking water can actually play a role in that trial. However, when you start adding significant amounts of this, that's what I told you guys before, like I'll throw it into the shakers on a regular basis and drink it throughout the day. I'll drink it while I work out. But quite frankly, magnesium has to be constantly added to your diet all day. It's not something you just take one time a week. Say, hey, I took a scoop of magnesium, I'm good to go. It needs to be constantly added to your diet and your supplementation on a regular basis. Another one here talks about is muscle spasms and pain. This is a huge one. Magnesium is crucial to muscle contractions and can lead to massive muscle spasms when deficient. It said more than 25% of the body's magnesium content is concentrated in the muscles. It helps deliver the correct amount of oxygen to the muscles to help them contract and relax, and it aids in the transmission of nerve impulses to them. This is why magnesium works so well with muscle spasms. And I have heard that literally probably 100-plus times where people that have been having issues with muscle cramps or Charlie horses or calf cramps in the middle of the night, they start running this product before they go to bed or before they work out, and they're shocked on the levels of muscle contractions as far as spasms that are reduced all across the board, all throughout the day. So another really, really important aspect of that. Also, to another one, asthma. It says numerous studies show that those who suffer from asthma have lower levels of intracellular magnesium than non-asthma sufferers. In a clinical study, 400 milligrams of daily magnesium supplementation, which that's a small amount. This is 1,000. This is a gram for one scoop. But just 400 mg a day of magnesium was given to asthma patients. After 3 weeks, the group experienced a significant reduction in symptoms, including less wheezing. Other important nutrients of asthma, we've talked about this before, is the Corticare B5, B6, and also the omega-3 fats, the ultra-omegas. That is a super, super critical stack that I have used for years. Asthma is one of those compounds where the pharmaceutical industrial complex has patented drugs like clenbuterol over the years and used them in asthma inhalers in order to try to basically open up the alveoli and cause people to not have asthma attacks. The problem with this is asthma in most cases is just a magnesium and B5, B6 deficiency. I've watched it happen. I've seen young kids and young adults that have had these issues in sports, and it's been detrimental. It's been debilitating to them in some cases where they've been trying to be active and participate in sports, and they're having issues with asthma. And they start taking high doses of magnesium. They start taking the Corticare B5, B6, and they throw in the omega-3 fats. Bam. Literally within just a matter of weeks, if not less than that, they start not having asthma attacks. All of a sudden, they don't need their inhaler. They're going, gosh, this is so nice. Most cases, incidences like that and issues that people are having, most cases, not all of them, but in most cases, they're a nutrient deficiency, and that is why it's so important to do your own research. And that's why we do what we do on this show, to bring you guys the constant news from a standpoint that gives you the information to make your own decision. And last but not least, on this article we have on the website, it talks about the magnesium when it comes to types of migraines. It says numerous studies show a direct link between those who suffer various migraine headaches and low levels of magnesium. In their book, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You, Alexander Muskup and Barry Fox reported a group of 3,000 patients were given just 200 milligrams of magnesium daily, had an 80% reduction in their migraine symptoms. again, a lot of variables are involved in headaches and migraines. One primarily is blood sugar. Another one is coffee and caffeine. Another one is high fructose corn syrup and sugar consumption. Migraines in most cases are pretty easy to fix. They're easy to nail down if you look at somebody's diet. I've done this repeatedly when I've had people come in and customers contact me and they're having constant migraines. The first thing I ask for is how much water are you consuming? That's the first, right out the gate, 100%. The first thing you got to ask is how much. And that's kind of a joke nowadays. People are like, did you drink any water today? You know, when people have a headache. The fact of the matter is, it's the truth. So if they go, yeah, I'm drinking a decent amount of water every day, you know, say half my body weight fluid ounces, just to give a real direct answer, which they may not be drinking that much, but that's just the answer. You go, okay, you're drinking plenty of water. How much magnesium are you taking? Usually taking this or that amount. Okay, you're taking enough magnesium. You're still getting migraines. That's really odd. Are you using any caffeinated products? Oh, yeah. And this is usually where it goes. Why drink coffee? Well, are you getting headaches whenever you don't drink coffee or you drink too much coffee? You know what I noticed? Every time I don't get my coffee in the morning, I get splitting headaches. Well, that's caffeine dependency, and that's just withdrawal symptoms from caffeine, and it's something you got to deal with if you're trying to come off coffee. One of the best things you can use to detox off that is use a product that we have called the Purple Sticks, which are on their way right now on a pallet ready to get shipped as far as en route. I think they're leaving today from Texas, so we should have them hopefully the beginning of next week. I'll have them on the website for everyone to stock up on. Those are one of the best energy supplements you can take. I've made it as clean as I possibly can. I told you we were back and forth on this. We revised this formula so many times because I wanted it to mix good, taste good, and equally work good with having zero compounds in it that are essentially, you know, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, artificial colors, none of that. Which, by the way, if you guys have ever used any bodybuilder products or other compounds that help out with energy and so forth, it is very difficult to find something with top tier ingredients that doesn't have sucralose or some type of artificial flavor in it or artificial sweetener in it. It's next to impossible. So again, I'll be bringing those out. And another one to look at too with migraines is making sure you're reducing your amount of sugar. Blood sugar is one of the primary factors of migraine headaches on a regular basis. I've seen it so many times with people where they're constantly up and down with their blood sugar because they're eating this, then they're eating that, then they're eating more sweets, then they're trying to eat other sweets. And what happens is the blood sugar's up and down all day. There's multiple places on the skull where you have different types of headaches. And a lot of times you can look it up and find out where, if you're having a splitting migraine, where it's at. A lot of times you can kind of determine what may be the cause. But what I just told you, that's a checklist to go through if you're having migraines. Water, magnesium, caffeine, sugar. Those are the main ones to start looking at as far as if you're starting to have those headaches. So something I wanted to discuss there in detail and kind of go into there. And again, thank you guys for giving us feedback again on Team_HealthMasters on Instagram. I saw a bunch of responses and a bunch of comments last night. People are putting stuff out there as far as on the magnesium and other comments on other pages on there. Thank you for getting that out there. I've got some pretty cool stuff that Lana's working on right now as far as with hats and T-shirts and cool apparel that we're working on, because I like, you know, it's cool to be able to represent and promote, you know, a group of individuals that are like-minded. I'm getting expanding on that now. That's what we're doing with Team_HealthMasters. That's why we have the new website rolling out this week. That's why we have a host of different things we're doing, because I want people to be able to have that community where we communicate with one another and talk about different things when it comes to health, nutrition, overall aspects of lifestyle, and again, also to current events that are happening. And speaking of current events that are also happening, Pfizer. This is kind of funny, guys. This is funny. Pfizer is slapped with another measly fine. Listen to this. So they got in trouble in the UK. Excuse me. Again, they got in trouble. You got to remember, this is the most fined pharmaceutical company in existence. They get fined all the time for bad business practices. This is a crazy article. Back in this pharmaceutical Pfizer is slapped with a fine for promoting the COVID-19 RNA injection before it was even approved for experimental usage or emergency use by British authorities in November of 2020. This is November 2020. They didn't have the trials finalized and submitted yet for final emergency use authorization. Pfizer UK medical director Berkeley Phillips shared a post on Twitter about the company's injection, quoting, "Our vaccine candidate is 95% effective in preventing COVID-19 and 94% effective in people over 65 years old in preventing COVID-19. Four other Pfizer UK's employees reposted the same tweet. An additional four also commented and liked it. And, of course, it got reposted all over Twitter. However, The tweet did not sit well with Prescription Medicine Code of Practice Authority, the self-regulatory body that oversees the pharmaceutical industry in the United Kingdom. They went on to say that, according to the panel, in November 2020, they clearly referred to the outcome of the COVID vaccine being developed against COVID-19. But as per the panel, Clause 3.1, they prohibit the promotion of medical prior to granting its marketing authorization, which was given the end of December 2020. The promotion of an unlicensed, unauthorized, unapproved drug is a criminal offense and merits a penalty of imprisonment and fines. So Pfizer, they were slapped with a $43,000 violation. I'm not joking you. This is how corrupt the entire system is. Not only did they break the law, not only did they create a massive criminal offense against themselves by promoting an experimental drug that was never even approved yet, never even authorized yet, yet they were already doing pre-marketing advertisement for it. It goes on to say here, this fine equates to a mere 0.00005% of Pfizer's 2021 revenues, which obviously they did tens of billions of dollars just off that shot alone in 2021, and they were fined $43,000 of it, which there's people that are being fined that walked on the Capitol steps on January 6th. So again, it shows you the deception, the corruption, and the fraud that is constantly ensuing now with all these different pharmaceutical companies that are using these drugs as a way to make billions of dollars and at the same time causing enormous amounts of health problems all across the population and all across the globe by telling people this stuff was safe and effective and it was 95% effective against preventing transmission. Now, the funny part about this is, the ironic part about it is that the drug, the COVID RNA injection, never even actually prevented transmission of COVID-19 at all. It actually increased it when the drug actually was looked at and the RNA gene therapy was looked at, because it didn't prevent transmission. It didn't protect you from getting it. All it did was cause your body to actually start producing COVID spike proteins. It turned your body into a spike protein manufacturing site. I've talked about this in detail for years. So it actually made you start producing COVID internally with an RNA gene therapy. This stuff was crazy as it gets when it comes to the sci-fi world and a scientific community. And yet everybody was told it was safe and effective. And we now know that was a complete and total lie. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. Germany, which is crazy enough to me, because it's like these banker boys are just doing everything they can to try to make an example out of Germany. German Transport Minister Volker Wissing is coming under fire now, saying they want to implement a ban on driving on weekends during the summer if reforms to their controversial Climate Protection Act are not passed by July. Now, yesterday I talked into detail about some of these various topics when it comes to climate change and climate protection, and everybody needs to jump on the climate train, and nobody should be able to fly but once a year, and everybody needs to drive electric or ride bicycles or walk because you're a peasant, and eat crickets, don't eat beef, don't eat eggs, don't eat anything positive for your body. You need to live on crickets and soybean oil because that's the healthy motto. But while we're telling you to do all this, we're going to jet around the entire world on our Gulfstream 750, eating Wagyu steak while we fly from country to country, lecturing you about how you're such a bad person because you're not eating enough crickets and you're driving an electric car even too much. You really just need to sit at home and work remote and be a good little peasant and shut up, and we'll take all your money from taxes because, well, that's what you need to do. But hey, we're late. I got to get to my Gulfstream 750, and I've got a hot Wagyu on the plate that I need to fly to my next country to lecture you again on why you're such a bad person. The hypocrisy, it knows no bounds. I've never seen anything like this. I've seen some pretty crazy stuff in my life. But some of these individuals in the World Economic Forum and some of these celebrities, I look at them and I'm like, I know you know you're lying. We all know you're lying. We all know you're a hypocrite. But do you ever actually just listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth? Like, do you actually hear what you're saying on how convoluted and just hypocritical it is? And in some cases, I think to myself, no, I don't think they even do. They're so brainwashed and they're so rich in their own realm and they're being told what to do in order to maintain their own wealth and superiority complex, that they don't even care. They know what they're saying is garbage, but they actually think they're truly better than everybody. We're all made in the image of God Almighty. Nobody's better than anybody. You may have some people that have more money here, but at the end of the day, we're all made by God. We all wake up one day as far as when we're born, and we all die one day, and back to the earth we go. And that's the crazy part about this, is these people think they're on this level of superiority because of, but they've been lied to, and essentially they've given their soul over the devil and sold it, so to speak. You know, it's interesting. I was watching an interview with Cat Williams. I'm not a huge proponent of him. I don't think everything he says is very accurate. However, he does have some very valid points when he talks to Hollywood. And one of the interview guys was asking him, he said, why is it, do you think, that all of these individuals that are in Hollywood that essentially sell their soul to the devil and they do all this, why do you think they try to act normal about this? And he goes, that's their job. He goes, their job is to act like and to sell the story and to sell the lie that they haven't sold their soul to the devil so they can get more people into the realm. He goes, the level of perversion that's in Hollywood and what ensues with that industry is beyond what anybody can even comprehend. And he's really come out now and blasted a lot of stuff talking about as far as with P. Diddy and all the perversion that there's. He's flat out said, essentially, if you want to be anywhere in the music rap industry, you're basically going to allow P. Diddy to have his way with you. Period. He said that. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not there. Don't want to be involved in that. Never seen any of that. But one thing I do know, when you start having people come out that are that prevalent in Hollywood and other industries, as far as in comedy industries or movie industries, and they start really blasting some stuff out, you really got to look at it and go, yeah, I can see a lot of this stuff happening because there's some really strange things that some of these people are involved in. And when you start having these things happen, you start realizing, again, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. Now this German, back to this story in Germany, the transportation sector is struggling to meet their client target needs, even as they manage to bring the greenhouse emissions down to their lowest level in 70 years. It's still not good enough. It's not good enough because you got to remember, this entire climate change agenda, the propaganda from the climate change, it's designed to not have a cap. The net zero carbon emissions doesn't exist. It's impossible to do. So what they've done is they've put this unrealistic cap that can't be touched so that everybody has to continually do more and more and more and more and more to try to achieve what they're telling everybody you have to do as a peasant, and you can't not achieve this, but the ability to achieve this goal doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because what they do is they just keep raising the guidelines. They keep pushing the field goal out, so to speak. This is very common in psychological warfare. When you're doing something to an enemy combatant and you tell them, hey, once you do this, we're going to let you go. Once you admit to this, we're going to let you go. Once you tell us these coordinates, we're going to let you go. And they constantly keep giving them another field goal, another field goal, another field goal, because what it does is it gives you an aspect of hope. So you have somebody that's essentially a hostage, and that's what they've done to the American and the global population. They've tried to take everybody hostage with this greenhouse gas emissions and this new, net zero carbon emissions. So they've told everybody, this is where we're at. It's the only thing to do. If you don't do all this, the world's going to blow up next year. It's going to burn down to the ground. Nonetheless, that this earth's been functioning much longer than anybody's lived here. Everybody just goes back to the earth and back to the dust we became. But yet suddenly, somehow, we're supposed to believe that all these guys that have their G750 fleets that fly around the world like Bill Gates and tell everybody, if you do this, we're going to save the planet. You realize that it's constant hostage psychological warfare, and you move the goal line. Fauci was the biggest example of this, if you've ever seen one in current modern day psychological warfare. Fauci would come on national television, you guys remember this, every single week, and come in and say, well, the COVID cases are up. They're up. COVID cases are up. More deaths are up. High deaths. And they have little charts. They have little graphs, like little casino graphs on the side, constantly with these red numbers going up, 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 up. Blatant, obvious psychological warfare, and it used it as a psych tool. And so he'd come on and say, listen, the death rates are up. If everybody just stays locked down for two more weeks, we can get over this. We can get past the curve. It's slow the curve. There was no scientific backing in any of this. Everybody started to realize that COVID was everything. COVID was the flu. COVID was a stuffy nose. COVID was the sniffles. COVID was very real. There was factors of COVID that were there, and the virus was very real, but everything turned into COVID. And they came in and said, well, if you wear a mask again for another month, going to slow the spread. We're going to get past this. Month goes by. He gets on national television. He goes, nah, sorry, there's not enough people doing your part being peasants. You need to keep wearing a mask for another month. Oh, now we have the shot. If you get the shot, you can stop wearing the mask. And I remember this to this day. I remember being in an Uber. It was summer of 2021. I was in an Uber. I was going somewhere. I think I was going to a car dealership or something. And the guy driving the Uber wasn't wearing a mask. This is back when everybody was like still wearing masks. And of course, I wasn't wearing a mask. And I asked him, I said, hey, you're an Uber driver. You're not wearing a mask. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, they told us once we got the COVID shot, we didn't have to wear the mask anymore. And I thought, you actually believe that? He goes, well, that's what they're saying for policy with Uber and drivers. This is what it is. I don't have to wear a mask anymore. It wasn't a week later, the CDC, along with Fauci, came out and said, listen, there's not enough people getting the COVID shot. The cases are up. We've got to slow the curve. Even if you got your shot, you've got to wear a mask again. And they put it right back on everybody. And every single pathetic little peasant put the mask back on and complied because that's what they were told to do. And they listened to them like Pavlovian dogs. This is what you do in psychological warfare. This is what they're doing right now in Germany. And they're coming out now and saying that the German transport minister is saying that if they don't do what they're supposed to do and pass these new green laws in order to push their agenda further, that they're going to start preventing people from being able to drive on the weekends. They said right here, Wissing is saying, if incoming amendments do not be put into law, which would permit the transportation sector the carbon dioxide reduction targets, it will have to force a ban on driving on the weekends. I can't even believe this right now. It goes, a corresponding reduction in traffic performance would only be possible through restrictive measures that are difficult to communicate to the population, such as a nationwide and indefinite driving ban on Saturdays and Sundays if these measures are not met. So the transportation sector in Germany is saying, if you don't do what we tell you to do and you don't pass these insane bills that make no sense, that have no business being in place, we're going to tell you you can't drive vehicles on Saturday and Sunday, which, by the way, if anybody can figure that out, that would be detrimental to the economy in Germany. Think COVID again, when people weren't allowed to travel freely on their way because you were not essential. This is so far mind-boggling, the fact that they're actually even putting this into words and you're being quoted on this by using this extortion method by saying, if you don't do what we tell you, you don't follow what we tell you, we're going to ban you from driving on the weekends and essentially shut down the entire economy for, you know, the green agenda. It's got to be green. This is, it's just crazy. It bogs my mind. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting here. I was reading another story, and it was going into detail here on how what's going on now with EV sales. I mean, I talked to you guys yesterday as far as what was going on with Tesla and him laying off everybody. Well, now in Europe, speaking of what's going on with Germany EV sales, they said EV sales have plunged across Europe in March as demand is completely dried up despite the EU's push to ban petrol and diesel vehicles by the middle of next decade. The Daily Telegraph reports sales of battery-powered cars dropped by almost 12% in 1 month in Germany. Has plunged by 29% in sales. 29% in 1 month, German EV sales have dropped, according to the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. They said only 13% of new registrations are for electric vehicles in total. They want to say that the trend is continuing. Overall figures show vehicles that are electric have completely stalled, and Europe's plan to ban the sale of new internal combustion engine cars by 2035. Thank goodness. It's about time people stop buying this crap and people start realizing. Remember when Volkswagen and Mercedes just came out now, and they basically said that they're starting to retract their statement about making all EV. Remember, Mercedes said by 2030 or 2032, all they want to have is EV vehicles. Now they're retracting that. They're saying, yeah, this may not work, guys. We can't sell cars to people that won't buy them. This is a direct push and a direct control to everybody's ability to travel freely. So when you support these vehicles, when you buy these vehicles, when you endorse these vehicles, when you give money to these companies that are pushing these vehicles, you are in turn supporting your own demise for your ability to travel freely in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Because the thing about this is, and this is what I've told everybody, you've got to look at the long game with this. This is, too many people are so short-sighted in most cases. They look at things by a day-to-day basis, by a weekly basis, by a monthly basis in some cases. They don't look at things on yearly and decades and what's actually happening. if we sleep on this and we stay basically slumbering and we don't bother to actually understand what they're doing and everybody keeps supporting this agenda, people are going to wake up one day in about 5, 6, 7 years and they're going to go, what the heck just happened to our world? Why in the world is every single thing we do, think, and say controlled? And why can I even go to the store today to go buy something because I'm restricted on how much more electricity I can plug into my car because I've maxed out my carbon tokens this week? Or better yet, I said something on Facebook that irritated some little pansy on the other side of the globe, and he flagged me, and now I'm in jail for 72 hours on Facebook, which now is in turn linked to my electric vehicle account, and I can't charge my vehicle because I made some little pansy soft, mad over in another country. That's where it's going to go. That is exactly what's happening right now, and that's what people have to look at in the long game with this. That's why I've encouraged people to continually ask questions and ask yourself, what are they doing? Is it okay? Am I going to support it? I've been so shocked. I've told you guys before. I pick on them all the time. But it still surprises me to no level how many people I know that are patriots and Christians that still support Disney World. And I don't mean going somewhere sometime or something that's Disney affiliated, because a lot of times they're involved in things you may not even know about. I'm talking giving copious amounts of money to a company that blatantly hates your Christian beliefs and blatantly hates your freedom and openly promotes Satanism and openly supports, in some cases, employees that are there that are involved in pedophilia. Now, Disney World may not actually directly be linked to that, but I'm saying almost every single year we have operations from the Sheriff's Department here in Central Florida, and they're involved with busting child trafficking and pedophiles in Central Florida. And every single year, without fail, you can look this up, it is documented. Every single year, they bust hundreds of individuals, hundreds, that's not exaggeration, hundreds of individuals who work for Disney or affiliated with Disney that are involved in child trafficking and child sex porn. In Florida, right here, right down the road from me, talked to the sheriffs firsthand, read the reports, they're disgusting. Now, am I saying that Disney World's involved in this? I'm saying there's people that work for Disney that are involved in this, and they have gotten busted. That is criminal record and public record. You do what you want with that. But when you start seeing companies that are diametrically opposed to what you believe, and you're going to go give them $1,000, $1,500 per person to go walk through their park and essentially be told what you can and can't do and be propagandized with your young children – the Disney World we knew from the 80s and 90s that I grew up in, that I used to go there when I was a kid, it doesn't exist anymore. That's why they got rid of Splash Mountain, because it was racist. I mean, give me a break. They've gotten rid of so many different rides now. All the good rides are gone. I haven't been there in years. I will never go back to that place under any circumstances. But all the good rides that we used to love and that were a blast, they're gone now. And they've been replaced with this woke ideology. It's a slow cancer. It's exactly what goes back to the EV. It's exactly what goes back to the reduction of ability for people to really come in and look at things from a truly basic ethical standpoint and go, okay, I'm not even trying to be weird here, trying to be biblical with this. All I'm trying to say is that there's certain things that are acceptable in a civilized society and a republic, and there's certain things that are not. And when you start normalizing perversion, especially on this transgender level and this child mutilation level and child sex trafficking, all these sick things that are going on right now, and you try to normalize it by saying, well, you know, you got to support them because, well, they're just confused. Guys, let me tell you something. If somebody's got a mental disorder, get them help. Get them some support. But you don't force the rest of the population to go along with their delusion because they're having a serious mental episode. That's never worked well in any society whatsoever. Yet now we're calling these things normal. I saw an article on Breitbart yesterday, and it was these children out in Utah, this Utah school district, these young children, they're like middle school, and they were protesting children in class in the school that are called furries. I don't even know what the heck they're talking about. I had to look it up. And it's these kids now
that essentially the school district and the parents have allowed these kids to dress up on a regular basis like they're animals, like they're dogs and like they're cats. This goes back to the topic that talked about when they were adding litter boxes to some of the kids' school bathrooms. And it was a joke. I thought it was a joke. Snopes was saying it was debunked and all these things. It wasn't debunked. It was actually happening. And these kids in Utah are saying, dude, they actually walked out of school. And they said these kids are running around now, these furries that actually wear these outfits. There's some photos of them that talked about them in detail. Kids are running around pretending that they're animals. What parent dropped them on their head? What parent thought this is okay to allow your child to live in such a psychological delusion that you can run around? And who the heck in the school board thinks this is normalized? Well, that would make sense. The school district individuals that essentially are perverts. We saw this here in Central Florida when we started looking at the curriculums that were being pushed very slowly in the late teens, at 17, 18, 19, 20. And then we started calling them out during COVID. The thing that COVID did and that people cannot forget and they have to continue to promote and continually talk about is the ability for you to question people that are put into places that you voted them for. We saw this all the time now during COVID. We saw it in the school district where finally parents started to realize, why are you forcing our kids to wear masks? There is no scientific approval. There is no scientific methods or any clinical trials or any studies that showed this is something beneficial for young kids to be wearing masks 8 hours a day. In fact, all the research showed the complete opposite. You can watch the video of the Polk County School Board in 2001 when I went there with Dad and I had a trove of documents. Slapped them on the table and I was done. Research study after research study after research study talking about how masks didn't work for flu, masks didn't work for COVID, masks didn't work for all these different strains of influenza, masks didn't work. And then you had the mom that went in that took the masks that were clean, swabbed them down and tested them, and then took masks that were used from like 13 different kids that they'd been wearing all day and swabbed them. They tested positive for like 12 different types of bacteria, including Staph and E. coli, on the mask that the children are wearing. These kids weren't medical professionals. They weren't trained how to scrub down. The thing that was so stupid is the individuals that are in the medical industry, when they're actually wearing masks for a surgery, it's not to prevent transmission of a virus. It's to prevent any type of droplets or sweat or breathing or saliva from the doctors of basically contaminating the patient who's got basically, you know, their chest open up or some other thing. It's not there to stop the doctor from catching virus or catching the flu from the patient or vice versa. They were never used for that ever. Now, you can look at N95s and talk about if somebody's sick, grossly sick, and they're coughing and hacking and they're wearing an N95, it's going to stop droplets from being able to be spread and thrown when if somebody's coughing and hacking. That was accurate, but that wasn't what they were telling people to do. They were telling people if you were sick and coughing, you quarantined for 14 days. You didn't leave the house. You were locked down. They were telling healthy people with no symptoms, hanging out with other healthy people with no symptoms, that you had to wear a mask because, well, it was science. Well, let me tell you something. It wasn't science. It was a complete and total lie. And that's all they've done to everybody is lie, 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 lie. That's why they don't want people talking about magnesium. They don't want people talking about D3. They don't want people running products like GHI Cleanse that detoxify the liver and the kidneys and reduce inflammation in the gut so they can absorb more nutrients. They don't want anybody talking about that. That's why we get so blacklisted on this show half the time. That's why they got banned off YouTube and we try to put them on other things. I've been guests on other shows. Constantly gets banned all the time because we talk about stuff that nobody wants to talk about because why? I don't have any sponsors. I don't need sponsors. I don't need ads. My customers are my sponsors. And so thank you again for supporting Health Masters and giving us the ability to bring you guys this news every single day, hour long, with no commercials, I might add. I'm very proud of that because I hate commercials, and it seems like everything nowadays constantly has commercials. There's another article here that came up, and it was discussing how the dangers of essentially not having adequate magnesium and the issues it can also lead to with heart condition risk, and how artificial and sugar-sweetened beverages can actually cause issues with rapid heart rate and also cause problems with the heart. They said artificial sweeteners can actually cause DNA damage and interfere with normal activity in gut bacteria, making it difficult for beneficial bacteria to communicate, grow, and reproduce. Destruction of healthy bacteria opens the door to increased growth of unfriendly microorganisms that cause health problems and heart problems. artificial sweeteners such as aspartame and sucralose or Splenda trick your body into storing fat, stimulating your appetite, increasing cravings for carbohydrates, and produce unique mechanisms of vascular impairment, alterations that lead to the progression of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Went on to say here that aspartame, artificial sweetener, is linked with anxiety-type behavior in aspartame-exposed animals in up to two generations that it descended from aspartame-exposed males. Whoa, that's a lot to unpack here. I'm going to go into detail on that one in a second. This is some crazy stuff right here. So essentially what they're saying is when they gave rats this artificial sweeteners, these products actually transferred these issues as far as with health problems actually was going from offspring to offspring. That's how strong aspartame was, and that's why it is so dangerous to stay away from it. That's why it's so important to stay away from it, because it's been linked to so many different things, including depression. Now, one thing, we start looking at these artificial sweeteners, you'll realize that not only is the host of side effects unbelievably aggressive with it, you start running into other things that are linked to other things. For example, like sucralose. I've talked to you about this in detail. This is why I'm such a proponent in making sure sucralose isn't in anything. That's why one of the main sweeteners we usually use is monk fruit. And pretty much all the products we usually use monk fruit. The reason why is because when you start taking stuff like sucralose, which is a chlorocarbon, I get this question asked all the time. They take a sugar molecule. They take basically two chlorine atoms and they attach it to the sugar molecule. When that happens, it's stable technically on paper until that sucralose with the chlorine atoms is attached. It mixes with hydrochloric acid in the stomach. When hydrochloric acid mixes with it, those two chlorine atoms break off and it releases free chlorine gas essentially in the digestive tract. Based on how much sucralose you're eating, the symptoms become worse and worse and worse. And what it does is, and that's exactly what it's talking about in this article here, how it knocks out all the healthy bacteria. You chlorine, if anybody's worked with pool systems, my whole life when I was younger, I worked on pools, fixing pools, dealt with chlorine. You already know, if you got chlorine tablets, you got chlorine powder, you open the 5-gallon jug of it, you better be holding your breath before you take that lid off. Because if you get a whiff of that chlorine, it will literally about dang near knock you out and burn your lungs. Been there, done it only one time, realize real quick, that's just not a joke. That's why they banned chlorine gas as a chemical warfare agent after World War I, because it was so stinking detrimental for people trying to recover from it on the battlefield, if they actually survived. But yet you have a product that does that exact thing inside the body. They tell you it's safe on paper, yet when it mixes with the gut, it releases it. And what it does is it starts knocking out all the good bacteria, and it knocks out the kidneys. So the little hairs that are in the kidneys, it actually starts to dissolve them and calcify them, reducing the ability for the kidneys to filter blood properly. This is another reason why sucralose is so detrimental. And it still to this day boggles my mind on how the industry, the health industry, the bodybuilding industry will not stop putting sucralose in their pre-workouts and their protein powders and their protein bars and their gum. Every single thing, 95% of the products on the market that essentially are in the bodybuilding world have sucralose in them. And I don't understand it. I've talked to people that have worked at different types of vitamin stores, and most of them know. They know what's in it. I've gone to expos and talked to certain representatives and talked to them. They said, well, sucralose is a really easy sweetener to use. You add an X amount of it. It works perfect. Gives a perfect taste of sweetness, and there's no carbohydrates to it. It's zero carbs. I said, but you're telling me you know it causes serious health problems. Well, some of that may be over-exaggerated. The FDA's approved it. I said, the FDA also approved the COVID-19 RNA gene therapy shot after 3 months, and including allowing it to be injected into 6-month-old children. You actually trust what the FDA approves? Well, you know, it's approved and we used it and that's what it is. And I'm like, you know it's bad. I can look at your face and tell you know it's bad, but yet you're pushing a product because you want to make a check. This is why when I produce this stuff, I don't put anything negative in it. That's why when you look at our product on here, we got a little bit of the stevia leaf extract. It actually comes out of South America. It's so clean. That's what we use in the magnesium brain food. That's why you look at the ingredient list. It's so short, yet it tastes so amazing, and it works so good because I don't have any compounds in it that are toxic to the body. This is why if I could make a better product, I would. I can't. I use it. My kids use it. That's why I talk about it all the time, and it works so well. So again, my friends, be very cautious of these artificial sweeteners and these drinks that are constantly on the market all the time. They're constantly being pushed. It seems like every day I turn around, there's another energy drink that's on the market, and all these different products that I constantly see that I'm sitting there going, why do people keep buying this stuff? Why do they keep supporting it? Well, in most cases, they don't know anything different. But again, at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that you make your own decision on a lot of this stuff, because nobody's coming to tell you about it in most cases. These companies aren't going to come out and actually tell you this is a bad product. You don't need to take it. It's bad, 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 bad. You need to stay away from it, because they want you to continue to take it. They want you to keep ingesting it, and they want everybody to keep following the narrative so they can continue to do what they need to do and pushing their agenda. So again, thank you for getting the truth out there on a regular basis. Thank you for standing up for the truth with Health Masters and getting this truth out here on a regular basis. There's also, too, another article here. I was pulling it up, and it was talking about the cognitive benefits of L-theanate. And this is the product that we have in here. And so I want to go into a little bit of detail with the magnesium brain foods. I haven't talked about this specific formula in depth, so I want to explain to it. It was developed by scientists in 2010, the magnesium theanate in here. Its patented magnesium compound has the ability to enhance working memory, short and long-term memory, and learning. In 2016, scientists found that not only did magnesium theanate enhance performance on individual cognitive tests in adults with cognitive impairment, but reversed brain aging by more than 9 years. Magnesium theanate has found to make dramatic improvements for people suffering from anxiety, sleep disorders, and cognitive dysfunction. People with low magnesium levels are at risk of serious disorders, including, we talked about it, cardiovascular, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and other signs of metabolic syndrome, as well as osteoporosis. The latest discoveries regarding magnesium were deemed critical because of the connection between the loss of synaptic density, brain shrinkage, and subsequent cognitive decline. And so this is something that's really interesting. I have this article on the website here, and there's a research study. It was a 12-week study. Study subjects were randomly dosed daily with either placebo or 1,500 to 2,000 mg of magnesium theanate, which that would be like a scoop and a half or two scoops of this, depending on body weight. As cognitive tests were repeated at 6 and 12-week intervals in the area, executive function, working memory, attention, and memory, overall memory, as far as significantly, the most startling finding is not only does magnesium theanate enhance performance on individual cognitive tests in older adults, but it serves to reverse brain aging by more than 9 years, like I just talked about. It improved body magnesium status. After 12 weeks, two things were noted in the treated group. They exhibited significantly increased red blood cell magnesium concentration, indicating higher circulating levels of magnesium in the body, and significant urinary output of magnesium, showing large amounts of the magnesium were being absorbed. Improved cognitive abilities. During the study, visual attention and task switching revealed, in some cases as early as 6 weeks, increased in performance speed for executive function and cognitive processing. Notably, overall composite scores rose steeply compared with baseline scores with placebo recipients. Reduced fluctuation in cognitive ability. So this is a pretty interesting one here. Cognitive functions that are worse some days than others, and one sign that mild cognitive impairment may be developing. This is swings as far as in cognitive functioning. Those on the placebo showed notable fluctuation in their cognitive scores, meaning no difference. They constantly had swings up and down. With the magnesium theanate group reflected mostly positive changes on a daily basis. It also reversed clinical measures of brain aging, perhaps the most significant finding, which explains how magnesium theanate can actually turn back time in aging brains. This is why I get email after email after email with this product, with customers that are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, or customers that have family that are having these issues, and they start taking this product, and they'll call me up in a month, and they're like, what do you put in that? I'm like, dude, it's on the ingredient list, man. Read it. I've already explained it all the time. It's on the website. They're like, but no, what do you put in it? I'm like, it's magnesium theanate. It's patented. It's the best magnesium on the market that goes right through the blood-brain barrier. They're like, it's doing magic wonders in my father. He's actually able to remember things again. He's like reversing back from what he was. And I said, I know. I said, that's why it's so amazing. And I said, literally 1 to 2 scoops a day is a good baseline for it. Now, I know people that if we're really pushing a stack, there's two products here. It's like an anti-brain aging formula. And that's the memory support with the magnesium brain food. And those two right there, taking like 4 memory support a day and then taking like 2 to 3 to 4 scoops of magnesium brain food and stacking those out. So not taking all the doses at one time, breaking out through the day to keep maximum concentrations of magnesium in the body along with the memory support. Oh, my gosh. It literally starts rolling back as far as aging when it comes to memory and cognitive functioning. And again, That's why the banker boys and the pharmaceutical industrial complex don't want you talking about this stuff. They want people to be sick. They want people to be tired, and they want people to forget. A population that can't remember history, a population that can't remember what they did to us 3-4 years ago with COVID, a population that can't remember what they ate for breakfast yesterday, is a pretty stinking easy population to control, because you pretty much just tell them whatever you want every day. Pump something new on CNN, throw some new propaganda, have a new fear porn story, and they sit there, read their hands together, watch the TV, say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening, and they don't even remember. They don't want people remembering. They don't want people remembering what the United States was, and they don't want people remembering what freedom feels like. That's the whole point. That's why they push these drugs, like these statin drugs that are known for memory loss. That's one thing. I had a customer years ago, and I told you they went on statins. They had fairly decent cholesterol. It was like 210 or 220 or something. It was actually healthy, though. Their HDLs were great. And they came in and they said, dude, I feel horrible since I've been getting these statin drugs. I have no energy. My libido's down. I have no memory. I feel like I can't work out in the gym anymore. My muscles are hurting. We've talked about in detail the side effects. And I asked them, I said, well, how'd you feel before you started on the statins? Well, I felt great. I said, maybe 1 + 1 = 2 in this case. I don't know. Maybe it's not that simple. Maybe it is. I said, why don't you talk to your doctor about coming off of them? And what's interesting is they ended up coming off of it, got on a healthy stack with like the Ultimate Multiple, Magnesium Brain Food, and a few other supplements, and they completely reversed and changed back. They said, dude, this is crazy. They're like, I feel so much better again. I said, imagine that. You're not taking a pharmaceutical drug that's designed to increase billions of dollars in revenue for big pharma. You're actually taking natural supplements that your body was designed to absorb, that God gave us on this earth. That's why in most cases, if you get sick with something, in most cases, there's usually something natural that you can fix it with. Not all the time, not saying medicine can't be effective, not saying things like if you get a broken bone, you shatter a wrist, you shatter an ankle or have knee surgery, or you're very reckless with racing when you're younger. Stuff doesn't need to be put back together. I get that. That can be crucial, and physicians and doctors, especially trauma doctors, they have an incredible place in society, and they are unbelievably efficient and effective and beneficial as far as for what they do for society. However, with some of these doctors that are all they're doing is drug, medicine, and they don't even bother to test your D3 levels, I still have told you it boggles my mind how many times I've had people contact me and come into the office, and they're telling me about different health problems, and they'll come in and they'll bring me blood work. As far as they want me to look at it, I'm like, well, I'm not a physician. I can't tell you what drugs to take. I said, but I can look at your blood work that I've gone through enough of my life. And I look at it, I'm like, well, where's your D3 levels on test? My doctor didn't order those. I said, you tell me all these health problems you're having, which all of them are leading to D3 deficiency. They're checking the boxes. You're telling me all these things, and the doctor didn't even bother to test for D3? Oh, should he? I'm like, yes, please. Come back and test D3. And invariably, when people have actually done that, they come back almost all the time. Their D3 levels will come back like 18, 22. And I'm like, dude, start on the D3. In most cases, I'll tell them, before they even get their blood work back, because I'm like, you need to get your blood work and then start taking the D3. So they'll get their blood work done, get it tested for D3 while they're waiting on their blood work to come back results. I'll automatically be like, dude, get on D3 and see how you feel. Throw the magnesium brain food, the D3, and the multiple powder. Those three right there are incredible for anti-aging. And they'll start on them. They're already feeling better. They come back. Their blood levels are 18 on D3. And I said, take these products. Tell me how you feel in a month and get your D3 levels retested. And they'll come back. Their D3 is already like 48 in like 30 days. And I'm like, boom, done. Now you know what you're doing. Now you know your dose you're doing. Now you know where your levels are at. Continue to keep doing what's working, because obviously you're getting great results from it. So, again, that's why I'm so adamant about this product with magnesium brain food and essentially what it does for the body. I was looking at here on this study, and it was also talking about sleep factors and anxiety observed in cognitive decline. And one thing I keep hearing a lot now from people, constantly keep hearing the term about, I'm having anxiety, I'm having panic attacks. And I get it. There's some people that just have issues with anxiety. They just get all pent up, and they don't know how to handle things, and they get frustrated. I get it. Some people get that. And the problem with that is, in most cases, the answer isn't Xanax or benzodiazepines. Granted, those drugs can be useful for people that have severe problems at remote times, but those drugs were never designed to be used on a day-to-day basis. They never were. They were designed to be used very short-term for very specific reasons. Benzodiazepines are one of the most addictive pharmaceutical drugs on the market. I can't tell you how many people I know, even friends that I know, who have gotten addicted to those things, and they can't get off of them. They start taking them. They start coming off them, and they have insane panic attacks and anxiety and tremors. Can't sleep. They're back and forth to the doctor. Be very cautious with those drugs, because in most cases, I have seen, again, you got an omega-3 deficiency and a magnesium deficiency when you're having a lot of issues with anxiety. That's why the magnesium brain food and also the formula Total Rest, the Sleep Like a Baby kit, those three formulas right there, with the melatonin, Total Rest, and magnesium brain food, they work incredible at getting basically the body to relax at night. If you're simply trying to work in anxiety and, you know, mood swings, so to speak, just try the magnesium brain food. I got a 90-day money-back guarantee on it. I don't have to give money back on it because I never get refunds on it. I never get returns on it. I think maybe I've gotten one or two cans back in the entire time I've sold this product. And the main reason why, somebody said they thought it was too sweet. And they bought one can from me, returned it, never bought anything else again. So that kind of tells you their loyalty as far as with brands and wanting to try stuff and actually get healthier. Because I've seen that a lot with people. They'll try something. They'll use it one time. They're like, I'm not sure I like this. It didn't work within 5 minutes. I want a refund. I'm like, okay, got 90-day money back. Send it back. I'll give you a full refund on it. But invariably, I never hear from them again because, quite frankly, they're not that serious about their health. Because anybody knows products and natural supplements, you've got to start dosing them and stacking them. However, the magnesium brain food, one thing about this product, you'll notice within the first couple of days, you'll start getting better sleep. You'll have less anxiety. You'll get better rest overall in general. You won't be as anxious. In most cases, you'll start having better memory. You'll start getting sharper with things. You're doing things. You're like, oh, man, this feels good. I'm getting this done. I'm getting this done. That's why I tell people all the time, if you're trying to work on things with your overall mental health, look at natural supplementations. Call us if you need anything at healthmasters.com. That's why we do with what we do here and getting you guys the truth and news every single day. I got a bunch of articles still here that I didn't even get to. I got all sidetracked on magnesium because I love this product so much. That's why I drink it all the time. When I'm even on the show, I'm constantly drinking it, even put it in, you know, Yetis and tumblers and stuff and run it throughout the day. So again, I appreciate the support, my friends. We couldn't do this without you guys. You're here with us. We're here every day. We're here for you. Stop by the shop whenever you want. We're always there Monday through Friday if you want to stop by and say hi. Continue to get the truth out there. Please follow us on team_healthmasters on Instagram. Get the truth out there and write reviews on the products. If you're going to try this product, give us a review on it. Give us feedback. I love to hear the positive results people are getting from it because it encourages me to continue to get the truth out there more and more and more, because a strong populace is a smart populace, and a smart educated populace is an unbelievably hard populace to stop from getting the truth out there, my friends. So have a blessed, safe, awesome night. You guys are amazing. A lot of the feedback I've been getting this week on these shows has been great. The emails I've been getting is great. So thank you for your positive feedback and encouragement. We need it sometimes, especially with a lot of the negativity that we get from people that are constantly trying to come at us and essentially, in my opinion, pay shills. Mind them no business. Just tell them to go away. They have no business being part of the freedom, truth, and getting the truth out there. It's health revolution that we're in right now, my friends. Keep fighting strong. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and I'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.